It's glorious Shabbat Yom. Let us rise. Hallelujah. Tarabba, Yahuwah. The Most Highest of Abraham, the Most Highest of Yitzchak, and the Most Highest of Yaakov. We call upon you, Yahuwah. It's a Rev Shabbat. For we know that you have descended into the earth to be amongst your people. May the spirit of Hakma, Binan Da'at, rest upon your people this day. And may all our prayers and our supplications be heard from on high this Shabbat Yom. Blessed be your name, your glorious kingdom, your intimate treasure possession, Yisrael, forever and ever. Amen. Hello. Most High is Abraham. The Most High is of Yitzchak. And the Most High is Yaakov. Welcome you into Yahah Shabayom. At this time, let us prostrate ourselves before Yehoah, our King, who is present in the earth. Torah Yahuwah. And go down to your right side. Torah Yahuwah. 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 Yahuwah. The Most High is Abraham, the Most High is of Yitzchak, the Most High is of Yaakov. We prostrate ourselves before you, our King. The Holy One, the Jealous One, the Eternal One, the Absolute One, the Creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that is in it. Yahuwah, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. We prostrate our face to the ground before your presence, Yahuwah. The heavens is your throne, the earth is your footstool. We're at your footstool right now, Yahuwah. Most High, there's no one like you. No one above you, no one equal to you, greater than you, no one compared to you, Yahuwah. You are the Holy One. You are the only one, the only Savior, the only Redeemer, our rock, our strength, our fortress, our security, our protection, our lawgiver, our King, our Judge, our Healer, our Provider, our strong tower, the one who grants eternal salvation. The only one who gives eternal life. You strike, you heal, you bless, you curse. And the one who reverse your hand, Yahuwah, make your final decision. That is it. You are the one who gives light in darkness. You are the creator of all things, seen and unseen. We welcome you into the Shabbat Yom, Yahuwah. 6 days you will do our work and all our accomplishments. But the seventh day we must sanctify unto you, must set it apart, Yahuwah. For this is the day that you say is eternal covenant, eternal sign between you alone and the children of Israel. That you are Yahuwah who makes us holy, Yahuwah. You are the only power that makes Israel holy, Yahuwah. Your firstborn son, a nation of priests, a holy kingdom. A nation you made for praise, renown, and splendor. The one of strength divine and with manner has prevailed and overcome the challenges and struggles in the material world, Yahuwah. We come to serve you. We come to bow to you. We come to prostrate to you and you alone, Most High. We will never worship creation, Yahuwah. We never bow down and prostrate to created things, Yahuwah. We will only serve you, the Creator. The one who made all things by himself, Yahuwah. Torah by Yahuwah for life, food, clothing, and shelter, Most High. For breath, for strength, for energy, for choice, for purpose, for destiny. Torah by Yahuwah for eyes to see your works. Torah by Yahuwah for ears to hear your voice, to hear instruction, your commandments, your statutes, decrees, your ordinances, your precepts, your principles, your judgments, and your testimonies you gave to your prophet Moshe on Mount Horeb for all of Israel to do and obey. We are those souls, we are those servants, Yahuwah, that said everything Yahuwah said we will do and will obey. We are those people, Yahuwah. We are the people who are scattered to the four corners of the earth, Yahuwah, because of rebelliousness of our forefathers. Forgive us, Yahuwah, of our sins, the sins of our forefathers who came before us, Yahuwah, the ancient ones. The one who desecrated your name in the land of Yisrael, desecrated your name in the wilderness, desecrated your name when coming out of Egypt, Yahuwah. Desecrated your temple that has your name upon it, Yahuwah. Because we bow down to the worthless, we became worthless, Yahuwah. Now we are scattered to the four corners, to the four winds, to the four directions. And you are gathering us in one by one as you said you would, Yahuwah. For you promised on oath to our forefathers that you would never abandon us or forsake us, Yahuwah. You swore an oath to our forefathers, eternal covenant that would never be broken. A blood covenant you made between ourselves and you on Mount Horeb, Yahuwah. We're under a blood covenant, Yahuwah. And we will continue to follow that blood covenant that you made with our ancestors long ago. Torah by Yahuwah for choice. We choose life. We choose you. Torah by Yahuwah for all things. I pray for the poor, Yahuwah. I pray for the needy. I pray for the orphans. I pray for the widow. I pray for the fatherless, the motherless, Yahuwah. For we all have sinned. We all have been iniquitous. We have been wicked, Yahweh. We have transgressed tremendously against your Torah. Your Torah is light. Your Torah is instructions for us, instructions for the soul of man, Yahweh. And we come to understand it. We come to live it. For through living it, we will fulfill it by being obedient to it, Yahweh. That's how we live. That's how we have life. I pray for those who are lost in religion, religious practices, Most High. I pray for your lambs, Yahweh, those who are babies in this way of life, Yahweh, who just came through the door, Yahweh, who just learning self, Yahweh, learning you, Yahweh. Elevate their minds, Yahweh. Protect them. Put them under your wings, Most High. I pray for the lambs. I pray for the sheep, the rams, Yahweh, your sons and daughters who are in this way of life, who are walking this wilderness of nations, Yahweh. Bless them. Nourish their mind and heart. Make their mind ride high into the heights of your thoughts, Yahweh. Please, Yahweh, please help us. Save us. Protect us. Guide us. We are your sheep, Yahweh. You are a shepherd, Yahweh. You are a king. We are your servants, Yahweh. You are a teacher, Yahweh. We are your students, Yahweh. We come to learn. We come to bow down to you, submit to you, wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly with our soul. Wholeheartedly with our minds. Wholeheartedly with our body and our body's strength. Total by Yehovah choosing us, and we choose you. Blessed be your name forever and ever. May you move love in the kosh in the room from the minds of your people. May you move love in the room from the minds of your people, Yehovah, so we can grow like willows amongst the grass. The true Israelites, the one who carry the light of your Torah in their minds, the one who manifested in actions and deeds in this world. Throw by Yehovah once again for the opportunity and for the potentiality to become servants unto you again. Help us in the return, Most High. Gather us in as you said you would, for you are a redeemer. Blessed be your name for always, forever and ever. Blessed be your intimate treasure possession, the apple of your eye, your precious treasure in the earth. Yisrael, your firstborn son. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Yehovah. Amen. At this time, Most High, we have permission to rise from your presence, for no man or woman is promised a second of breath without your permission or approval, Yahweh. Please allow us to rise up so we can continue to go over your holy word, your holy Torah, in the ears of your people. Blessed be your name forever and ever. We welcome you once again into your Shabbat Yom. Hallelujah. We may rise and rise on your right side, for the wise tend to their right, but the fool tends to his left. Hallelujah. Yahuwah. 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 Everyone remain rising for the Aaronic priestly prayer we place upon you and your family at this time. Yahuwah. 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 Yahya. Yahuwah. 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 Yahya. Yahuwah. 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 Yereka, Yehoa, Bushereka, Yair, Poa, Baneleka, Wuhuneka, Isai, Yehoa, Baneleka, Walakaneleka, Shalom, Wasamu, Esmani, Abane, Yisrael, Wani, Avakim. Yehoa spoke to Moshe, saying, speak to Aharon and his son, saying, so shall you bless the children of Yisrael, saying to them, may Yehoa bless you and safeguard you. May Yehoa illuminate his countenance for you and be gracious to you. May Yehoah lift his countenance to you and establish peace for you. Let them place my name upon the children of Yisrael, and I shall bless them. Hallelujah. Yahuwah. 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 Yah, yah, yah. Yahuwah. Yah, the Rabbi Yehoah, Master of Legions, we say welcome. And you have descended into the earth to be with your people. This is your Shabbat Yom Yehoah, and we are present. We thank you. Our power, who has traveled in the land we have scattered us at, you say you're with us, and you don't lie. Blessed be your name forever and ever. Amen. At this time, everyone, I say Shabbat Shalom to all. Yehovah, may you rain down your spirits of Hakmah, being the eye upon your children this time. May you rain down your spirit of Hakmah, being the art, and your spirit of Ketar upon our minds and upon my head, as I bring forth your Torah, your instructions of life, the instructions of the soul of man, from my mouth to your people. May you guide my tongue as I bring forth your divine will from your mind to the minds of your people. May you remove the level of the kosh in the room from our minds so that we will grow and adopt the name Yisrael upon our souls, Yahweh. Blessed be your name, Torah Rabbi Yehoah, for your Torah, your commandments, your statutes, decrees, your ordinances, your precepts, your principles, your statutes, your judgments, and your testimony that you gave to your prophet Moshe and the prophets to help the children of Yisrael. We thank you. Torah Rabbah Yahuwah. As we know, tonight is the first night that we will begin to start the Bereshit classes for the lambs of Yahuwah. Those who are beginning, those who are just coming out of Egypt, those who are just waking up to this way of life. Yahuwah wants all of his lambs to be protected. He wants all of his lambs to be guided properly as they begin to mature and grow spiritually in this way of life. So we are present in our Creator's midst. And he wants to make sure that his people are fed with the proper food for their mind, their body, and soul. So we are present, Yahuwah. All your sons and daughters who desire to build their minds up in truth, your utmost truth, Yahuwah, are present. May you elevate us all as we grow in your presence, Yahweh. I would like to start off this class. Bereshit means in the beginning. It is the first word that you will see written within the Torah. In Genesis chapter 1, the first word in the beginning, in Hebrew it is called Bereshit, in the beginning. Because the beginning is the end. Once you establish the beginning, you have also established the end. And I will use an analogy to give everyone a clear understanding of what I just said. If you open your right hand and I place an apple seed in everyone's hand, and we all plant that seed into the earth, and we cover it up in the soil of the earth, and that seed begins to sprout roots and begins to grow into an apple tree. When the tree begins to blossom its fruit, you will see apples on the branches. And then if we all take our right hand and pluck the apple from each branch, and I give everyone a knife, and I tell you to cut into the center of that apple, and you cut right into the apple cord, you begin to see the seed in the center of the apple. You begin to see your beginning again, that I first placed in everyone's right hand before we began to grow that tree. The analogy is, the beginning you will find in the end. Because the beginning is the end, and the end is the beginning. As it is with the apple seed, to the apple, back to my seed. That is simplicity, but it's deep. It is a simple analogy, but it's an analogy that has deep concept. Because that concept is the utmost truth of all things that Yahweh has made. Torah is simple. It makes a simple one wise. Because it is simplicity that you will find the deepest knowledge. The deepest concepts and thought is always in simplicity. When one begins to meditate on it. I like to begin going to Yirmiyahu Jeremiah. Let us begin. Yahuwah, our power, the Holy One of Yisrael, we welcome you again to your Shabbat Yom. This is your day. May you be always glorified and sanctified in your day, because this day is sacred unto you. We welcome you. Let us begin. I would like to go to Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15, to begin. Yahweh gives instructions to his shepherds. And I want to start off with those instructions. Yahuwah, what did you tell your shepherds? What did you tell your people about your shepherds? And what are the shepherds supposed to be doing? Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15, hallelujah. It says, I shall appoint shepherds for you, according to my own mind. And they will care for you with knowledge and wisdom. Hallelujah. Yehovah is telling us that when he appoints shepherds who are teachers and leaders over his people, he will appoint those shepherds according to his mind. And that means that they will care for his people with Torah knowledge and Torah wisdom. And if they do not care for Yahweh's people with his knowledge and wisdom, then they are not his shepherds. He did not send them. He did not appoint them over his people because they do not carry his mind. That is important for you to know. Because if someone is teaching you something that is not of Yahweh's mind, then they are disqualified as his shepherds. That is important for everyone to know, especially the lambs, because you are new. You don't know. Yahweh says that if he appoints leaders over you to shepherd his people, they will shepherd you with his mind, and they will care for you with his knowledge and wisdom. That is important to know. And as we begin our classes, you will see that I will go exactly into this word, because that is his mind, and that is what you want. The Bereshit classes in the Universal Minded Israelite Room, it is not about debate. There is no arguing. There is no debating. There is no convincing. There is no need to convince anyone. We are in this class because we choose to be in this class. We have come together on the Shabbat day because we choose to come into this meeting. We have chosen to be here by our own will. So I will leave with another thought before we begin class. And I want everyone to understand these words because it is important for you to know. Let us go to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. One thing I want everyone to do is make sure that you, every time you come into this class, you have your Bible with you. You should have your Bible in front of you now. If you don't have a Tanakh, you have a Bible, because you don't know what a Tanakh is. You have a Bible in front of you. You have the Holy Word, the Holy Scriptures in front of you right now. You should have that in front of you now. You should not just be listening to me, because I can tell you anything. You should have your scriptures in front of you right now, because you're going to need it in this class, because that's what we're going into. That is the will of Yehovah. Not my will, not your will, but his will. So again, everyone should have their scriptures in front of them as we are going over. This is not church. This is not preaching. This is teaching. I'm not going to preach. I'm going to teach. So have your scriptures in front of you so you can use the eye that the Creator has given you to see with, that you can see the scripture for yourself and know for yourself what is written. That is important for you to know. Through Rabbi Yehoah, once again, we thank you for the Shabbat Yom. We thank you for this holy meeting, gathering your lambs and your sheep together. Let's go to Devarim, Deuteronomy. Chapter 30, verse 19. Everyone in class, you're going to hear me say, when I go in the scriptures, you're going to hear me say the Hebrew name for the book, and then you're going to hear me say the English, so that everyone is on the same page. Because again, you may not know Hebrew. So I will say Devarim. Matter of fact, I'm going to say all the five books. The first five books of your Bible, I'm going to give you the Hebrew names for every one of them. So when I say those names, you will know what I'm referring to. The book of Genesis is called Bereshit. So when I go into Genesis, you're going to hear me say, let's go to Bereshit Genesis or Genesis Bereshit. You're going to hear me say the Hebrew name, and then you're going to hear me say the English name for those who do not know Hebrew. So Genesis in Hebrew and the Ivri is Hebrew, and the Hebrew language is called Bereshit. The next book that you will see in your Bible or your scriptures is called Exodus. And Exodus in Hebrew is called Shemot. So when you hear me say, let's go to Shemot, that means I'm saying let's go to Exodus. And I will say that. I will say let's go to Shemot Exodus. So you know exactly what book I'm referring to, so no one is lost. It always says gather his sheep. We don't want to be lost any longer. We want to be found. Found means you have knowledge of. You're not lost. So Bereshit is Genesis. Shemot is Exodus. The next book is called Leviticus. And you'll hear me say Vayikra. When you hear me say Vayikra, that means I am saying Leviticus. And you hear me say that. You hear me say, let's go to Vayikra, Leviticus, chapter so-and-so, verse so-and-so. So we have Bereshit, Genesis, Shemot, Exodus, Vayikra, Leviticus. The next book is called Bamidbar, which is known as Numbers. So when you hear me say, let's go to the book of Bamidbar, I will say, let's go to Bamidbar Numbers. And that means, let's go to the book of Numbers. The book of Numbers in Hebrew is called Bamidbar. So when I say Bamidbar, you know I'm saying the book of Numbers. And I will say that together so that those who do not know the Hebrew language would not be lost. And the last book is called Deuteronomy, which is known as Devarim in the Hebrew language. So when you hear me say Devarim, let's go to the book of Devarim, Deuteronomy. I'm saying Devarim, the Hebrew word for Deuteronomy. And then I'll say the chapter and I will say the verse. And we can all follow along because it's going to be the same in your Bible. It's going to be in your Hebrew scriptures. It's going to be in your Tanakh. Whatever you're using is going to be the same book, chapter, and verse. So everyone should have that. The first is Bereshit, Genesis. Shemot, Exodus. Vayikra, Leviticus. Bamidbar, Numbers. Devarim, Deuteronomy. So when you hear me say those names, those are the books I'm referring to. And then if you hear me say other names, you will hear me say the Hebrew, and then you hear me say the English name for that book. And so on and so forth. So I'm letting everybody know that when you hear the word, you may say, what's that? Then you hear the English for what book I'm referring to. And then you say, okay, I know where he's going to now. Can you list in the room? Can. Zakane, Zadok, Bavakusha, can you please put those names in the room for everyone? And for those who listen to conference call again, Genesis is Bereshit. Exodus is Shemot. Leviticus is Vayikra. Numbers is Bamidbar. And Deuteronomy is Devarim. For those who are listening on the conference call at this time. So now I'm going to Devarim, Deuteronomy. Chapter 30, verse 19, to begin our class. Hallelujah. Devarim, Deuteronomy. Chapter 30, verse 19, to start our class. Please listen to these words and listen to these words carefully. Hallelujah. I call heaven and earth today. to bear witness against you. I have placed life and death before you, blessing and curse, and you shall choose life, so that you will live, you and your offspring. I'll repeat that. We're going to start up every single class with this verse, because this verse is of utmost truth, and it's about choice. No one is forcing anyone to believe anything. When you come into this class, no one is trying to convince you of nothing. No one is trying to make you do anything. It is all your choice. So it's up to you whether you're going to listen or not. No one's going to force you. No one's going to make you. No one's going to argue. No one's going to debate. None of that, because it's not needed. No one can make anyone do anything. Yahweh doesn't. So neither can man. What man can only do and teachers can only do is place words before you. Place the choices before man. And man has to make up his own mind whether he wants to do it or not. And you have to do it willingly, because it's for you to do, whether you want to do it or not. So with no debate, no disputes, no I gotta convince you, none of that. There is no convincing. It's either you will choose it or not, based on whatever you desire. So let me read that scripture again to start our class. Yahuwah, we know that you're present. This is your day. And I'm saying these words before you, before your people, this night to begin the Bereshit classes in your presence. Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, hallelujah. It says, I call heaven and earth today to bear witness against you. I have placed life and death before you, blessing and curse, and you shall choose life, so that you will live, you and your offspring, your children. Choose life. That's all so one can do. All they can do is give you advice. Moshe just gave us advice, and I'm using the same advice that he gave, and I'm saying it again. We can only give advice. The advice is choose life so that you will live, you and your children. That's the wise advice. That's all somebody can do, give you advice. It is up to you to choose life or death, blessing or curse. That's what it's all about. So again, there's no debating, there's no arguing, there's no trying to convince you, I'm going to try to make you. No, no one can make anybody do anything. Everyone is powerless to do such a thing. So when you come into this class, no one's convincing you, no one's trying to make you, no one's trying to sway you. All we're going to do is read, and we're going to hear, and then you have to make a decision on your own. You understand? You have to make the decision on your own. After everything you hear, then it's up to you to decide whether I'm going to follow it or I'm not. That's it. That's all. That is it. Tell them about Yahuwah for the enlightening thought. It makes it so easy and so simple. When you enlighten our minds in that way, it's up to you. That's it. Hallelujah. So I pray that everyone choose life. Choose the blessing and not the curse. Hallelujah. The next thing I want to establish is that who are the children of Israel? Write these things down. Who are the children of Israel? Who are the children of Israel?
Every time I ask a question, I'm going to read the answer. That's it. I'm not going to teach, meaning I'm not going to expound on it, because this is Lamb teaching. So a question is going to be asked. I'm going to ask a question, and I'm going to read the answer. Isn't that beautiful? So there's no philosophizing. There's no, I'm trying to make you believe something. I'm not pulling scriptures, pulling my own thought and personal will into your mind. You have your own book. You have the book, the chapter, and the verse. You can use your own eyes and read the same thing. And then it's up to you to believe it or not, to trust in those words that's before you. Not me. The words that are before your eyes, because it said, get your Tanakh, get your Bible, get your book, your holy scriptures out so you can see it for yourself. Not me, you. So when I ask a question, I'm going to read the answer. And that's good for everyone to know. The man, he asked the question. He gave me the book, the chapter and verse to read. He didn't try to give me religion. He didn't try to force me to believe in something and pull out scriptures. He just read the answer. That's it. And let the word give you the answer. That's Jehovah's divine instructions. Without man, let's just read the answer. That's all. That kills the argument, that kills the debate, because that's what's written. Simple. And then you have to go from there on your own. Am I going to trust that, what I see with my eyes, or I'm not? And that's between you and the Creator at that point. The only thing a teacher can do is place the truth before you. Place life before the people. That's it. And they have to choose whether I'm going to take that or not. So let's begin. The first part of this teaching tonight, again, we're going to have Bereshit classes in the beginning classes every Friday at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Every Friday night, every Erev Shabbat Eastern Time at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, we'll begin these kind of classes to go over the basic thoughts of Israelites. Simple book, chapter, and verse readings. Answer the question by the scripture. That's it. Lovely. Let's begin. The first thing I want to do, I ask the question, who are the children of Israel to Yahuwah? I'm just going to read the answer. The question is, who are the children of Israel to Yahuwah? That's the question. Who are the children of Israel to Yahuwah? Let me read the answer. Let's go to Vayikra Leviticus chapter 25 verse 55. Let's start there. Vayikra Leviticus chapter 25 verse 55 is going to give us the answer to who are the children of Israel to Yahuwah. And before we even go there, let me also expound on another thing, because again, we're dealing with lambs. If you have a Bible, I want to also get this so everybody can understand and follow along. If you are one who has a Bible right now, you don't have a Tanakh, you don't have the Hebrew, you don't know the Hebrew, but you have your Bible, your King James Version, your NIV, whatever version you have, whatever translation you have at this time, there are things I want you to write down now. I'm going to put these in the room. You're going to notice some things. You're going to notice the word G-O-D in your book, and you're also going to notice the word Lord in your Bible. You're going to see those two words. Sometimes you see the word Lord by itself. Sometimes you see the word God by itself. And then sometimes you see the combination of Lord God together. That is important to understand that, because there is something going on when you see that in your Bible. And because you don't know the Hebrew yet, you might not pick that up. So I'm going to give an example of what I mean by that. When you go to Genesis, right? I want everybody to see this before we go on. We begin. I have to keep reminding my own mind that I'm dealing with the lambs. Yahuwah's little babies. So you have to take care of them. You have to. It's like little infants in your arm. You got to take care of them. You got to nourish them. So I got to take my time. So I'm going to go over these little details because, again, this is the beginning. In the beginning. In the beginning is important because you have to lay down the cornerstone. You got to lay down all the bricks nice and firm so that when you begin to build on top of those bricks, when you begin to build on top of those thoughts, nothing will crumble in the mind of Yahuwah's people. So I want to get this clear too. So we're going to see that. And then that will help everyone in their growth. Again, it's about choice. So you don't have to believe what I'm saying. But I just want to, all I'm doing is just placing it before you. That's it. I'm placing the information. I'm placing life before you. And then you have to choose whether you want it or not. But if you notice, I got a Bible and I got the Tanakh and I also have a Bible. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give that understanding because it's something that you need to know as babies. And something you may not have seen that before, so I'm making it aware. For example, when you go to Genesis, right? Bereshit. For example, let's go to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 1, verse 3. Let's go there for a minute. I want to bring this out because when you start hearing me say Yahuwah, you're like, who's that? I'm Yahuwah, you're going to find out who that is. But you keep hearing me say that, and somebody that's new will be like, who's that? Who's Yahuwah? Who is this? Who's Yahuwah? Who's this Yahuwah? I know Jesus. I know God. I know Lord. I don't know Yahuwah. Who's that? So I want to get that understanding now so that when we begin to read scripture, you hear me say Yahuwah, you know who I'm speaking about. You know who I'm talking about. Okay, let's start here. Let's go to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 1, and I want to go to verse 3. So Bereshit, Genesis chapter 1, verse 3 is we're going to see the word God. We're going to concentrate on this word God here, and I'm going to tell everyone what that word God is in the Hebrew. So in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, I'm going to read the Hebrew. I'm going to read the word God is in Hebrew, and then I'm going to read the English. What I mean by that, I'm going to read what the word God is in Hebrew, what the word is. It says in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 3, chapter 1, verse 3, it says, Elohim said, let there be light, and there was light. So the word God in the Hebrew says Elohim said. Okay? Elohim said. And then that equals God said in your Bible. You see God said there. But in Hebrew it's Elohim said. Okay? And that's where you see the word God by itself. You don't see Lord God. You don't see Lord. The word Lord is not there at all yet. The word, matter of fact, the word Lord doesn't come until later. Right now in the book of Genesis, you will see God. That's all you will see there. God said, 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 all throughout Genesis chapter 1. You will not see the word Lord. You understand? So, the word God is there, right? And it says Elohim. Elohim means powers. It's plural. It means powers. So, it means powers. Okay? Al equals power. Elohim means powers. Now, this is important for your beginning stages of understanding the truth. So here you will see God said, it says Elohim, which are powers, right? Now, let me go to a scripture that has Lord by itself. Let's go to, pick one out. Let's see. I grab one. Here we go. I went to okay, here we go. Let's go to Bereshit. Shemot, Exodus chapter 6. I just want everybody to see the differences. There's differences. Let's go to Shemot, Exodus chapter 6. And I want to read verse 1. Here we're going to see the word, this time we're going to see the word Lord. And your Bible is going to have Lord. Not going to have Lord God. Not going to say God. Not going to say God. Not going to say Lord God. But just going to have Lord there in your Bible. Shemot, Exodus chapter 6, verse 1. Hallelujah. It says, this is the Hebrew. Yahuwah said to Moshe, who was Moses, now you will see what I shall do to Pharaoh, for through a strong hand will he send them out. With a strong hand will he drive them from his land. If you notice there, it says, in the Hebrew, it says, Yahuwah said to Moshe. So, Lord, in your Bible, in the Bible says, now you will see what I will do to the Pharaoh, the Lord told Moses. So, you see the word Lord by itself there. So, Lord equals this name, Yahuwah. Yod, Hey, Wav, Hey, there's four Hebrew letters there in the Hebrew. But in the Bible, the translators just say Lord. So, now you are seeing a difference now. God, Elohim, Lord, Yahuwah. Distinctions. And they try to make the distinctions in the Bible, but because it's English, if you don't understand what's going on, you run right past it. You keep thinking Lord and God is the same. But they're not the same. Now we're going to go to where you will see Lord God. Both names together. Let's go back to Bereshit, Genesis. And let's go to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 2. And the first time you're going to see the combination, the combo of Lord God is Genesis chapter 2, verse 4. Let's go to Genesis chapter 2, verse 4. And you're going to see the combination now. You're going to see both names together. And it's a reason. And we're going to get into that. But if you don't notice, you'll run right past it. It won't mean nothing to you. So now we're going to see Lord God together. This is the first time you're going to see that in your scriptures, in the Bible. Your Bible or the Hebrew scriptures, this is the first time you're going to see the two words together. Lord God. So Genesis chapter 2 verse 4, hallelujah. It says, these are the products of the heavens and the earth when they were created on the day that Yahuwah Elohim made earth and heaven. And your Bible, it says, Genesis chapter 2, verse 4, it says, this is the account of the creation of the heavens and the earth when the Lord God made the heavens and the earth. So now you see Lord God. You see both. The first time you see that is here, Genesis chapter 2, verse 4. And Lord God means Yahuwah. Lord God means Yehovah over the powers. So is Yehovah Elohim equals Yehovah over the powers. And you'll understand that as we continue to go, because Elohim is Yahweh's hands. They're the ones that he used to create things with, like you use your hands. He is the power over them. So that's why it don't say God Lord. It says Lord God. His name is goes before them. His name will always go over them, because he is the master over them. He is over the powers. And if you don't see that, if you don't know that, then you will get very confused in the Bible, because you won't distinguish God, Lord, Lord God. And if you are a seeker, you'll begin to ask those questions like, how come it's God? And then I go to Lord God, and I see God, and I see Lord by itself. I see God by itself over here, God by itself, and I see Lord by itself here. And then this scripture says, Lord God. What does that mean? There's a meaning, because there's a change. Anytime there's a change, it means something. And if you are, because we come out of the church, we're not used to that. So the church takes God and Lord as the same. All mean the same thing. So when we was in church, we did distinction. There was no distinction between those names. Or you would see the capital L and a little L. But there's no capital L and little L in the Hebrew language. There's no capital and little letter. It's the same letter. So even the capital L, the little L, they're saying it's a change. That's all I'm trying to place before everyone, that there is a change in the scriptures when you see God, when you see Lord, and when you see Lord God. It means something. And I want everyone to at least notice that when you are looking at scripture, because it means something when those names change like that. And I gave we went to three different places, and it's all throughout the scripture, but I only went to three different places that shows those names, one by itself, God by itself, we went there. I went to a scripture where it has Lord by itself, I went there. And I went to a scripture that had Lord God together in scripture, and I went there. So I want everybody to at least notice that, because there is a difference when you see those names like that. It's not there for show. It's not there for, it means something. And I want everyone to take your two eyes and begin to look at the Bible, look at your scriptures, and at least say to yourself, there is a difference, because I see that it switches. Anytime something switches, something has changed. If I have the light switch up, the lights are on. If I switch the light off, if I switch the light down, the lights are off. There was a change that took place. So that's all I'm presenting. I'm placing that before everyone. Whether you accept it or not is up to you. My job is to only place life before everyone. That's it. So you either can accept that or you don't accept that. That is between you and the Creator. All I'm doing is placing truth before everyone. And I'm allowing you and telling you to use your own scriptures to see the change. That's why I give you the book, I give you the chapter, I give you the verse, so that you can look for yourself and say, okay, I do see that. I see God. Yeah, I went there. He went to the scripture. He ain't making it up. And then we went to the other scripture. I see Lord God. Wait a minute. And then I see Lord by itself. And then I see God by, wait a minute. So he's not telling me something I don't see with my eyes. I see it with my eyes. And now I'm getting a little more of an understanding that there is a difference there. That's all I'm presenting and placing. There is a difference. Notice that, observe that, and write that down. There's a difference. And Yahuwah, letters that spell his name is the Yod, He, Wav, He. Those are the four Hebrew letters that spell his name. And that those letters is there every time in your English Bible. When you see the word Lord in the Hebrew, that's what you'll see. Yod, He, Wav, He, which spells Yahuwah. And everyone is familiar with the word hallelujah. Everyone here, we've been saying that in church. Hallelujah! Everyone knows that. It's a universal word that in all languages is hallelujah. It's the same thing. Hallelujah! And if you listen to hallelujah, you'll hear the word Yah and hallelujah, because it is Yahuwah name in hallelujah. He's saying hallelujah, which means all praises to Yahuwah. That's what it means. So in church we say hallelujah, but it's not all praise to God, because God is not Yah. You see, his name is in the word for praise. Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yah, that's his name, Yahuwah. You understand? So when you're saying hallelujah, you're actually saying all praise to Yahuwah and don't realize it. We didn't know that. But now you're getting some understanding now. Yeah, I remember I say hallelujah in church. Yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now I'm understanding. I don't say hallelujah God. Why? It should say hallelujah God if God is his name. It should say hallelujah God. If God is his name, it should say, if all praise, everybody knows all praises to God, then it should say hallelujah God. But it doesn't. It says hallelujah. And come to find out that Yahuwah is what people say God, that's his name. You understand? So when you say hallelujah, you say all praises to Yahuwah. And now it makes sense. It doesn't say hallelujah God or hallelujah Lord. But it would if that was the truth. But the truth is his name is already in the word. In the Hebrew, hallelujah is in Hebrew for all praises to Yahuwah in Hebrew. And people say hallelujah, that's a Hebrew word. It means all praises to Yahuwah. And now we know that. And that's a blessing to know that. Because God is generic. It means powers. That's not his name though. He has a name. Powers is not a name. What kind of power? Horsepower. Horse is the name of the power. Horsepower. So there's a name. And he has a name. That's what I'm trying to make everyone understand. That's where you see Lord God, God, Lord. That when you see Lord, that's his name there. Yahuwah. So everyone write that down. And you'll see that as we begin to go through class, you begin to say, yeah, I see that. He's not lying to me. I see it with my own eyes. The Most High gave me two eyes to see. I'm looking at my own scriptures, and I'm using my own mind to distinguish between a falsehood and a lie and truth. I'm using my own eyes and my own mind to get that. He's not making me do nothing, not convincing me of anything. He's only doing is laying down and placing truth before me, and I have to say whether I accept that or not. That's it. Again, I'm not trying to convince anyone. All I'm doing is placing life before everyone. That's it. I am placing truth. And somebody can say, ah, that's not the truth. That's fine. You don't have to accept that. But I'm going to have to do, my job is to place it. And if you don't want to eat that, that's fine. The waiter's job is to place the food before you. Whether you want it or not, it's up to you. You could take the plate and throw it in the trash if you like and get out and walk out the restaurant. That's your choice. But the waiter's job is to bring the food to the table of those who are hungry. You say you want truth? The waiter is bringing the truth on the plate and putting it at your table. It's up to the eater whether you want to eat it. I'm always going to keep saying that because I'm not trying to convince no one. Again, I'm powerless. I have no power. All power to Yehovah. You understand? So I wanted to go over that before we begin to go over the scripture, because you keep hearing me, because it just dawned on me. I keep saying Yehovah. Somebody might be saying, who's Yehovah? Where does he keep saying Yehovah? Who is that Yehovah you keep talking about? I know Jesus, I know God, I know Lord from the church. He's saying Yehovah. Who's that? Or the Holy Ghost? I never heard of Yehovah. So what are you saying? So I just want to make that clear to the lambs, for the babies who are coming to the door, and for those who may be already in this way that may not know that. So it's a refresher also. It's like a refresher course. I want to be reminded too. It's good to be reminded. You understand? Keep that mind fresh with truth in it. It's like a nice hot day. You want a fresh glass of water. You understand? To refresh you. So it's a refresher class as well as a beginner's class. So again, I just want everybody to see that with their own eyes. We went to the scriptures. You see God there. You see Lord there. And you see Lord God. And it means those things. God, when you see God as Elohim, means powers. And then sometimes God is also, depending on where it's used, that sometimes it's just Al, which is power, not powers. Power. Depending on where it's used at, but it's still under the word God in the English. So it's power, powers, depending on how it's used. And Genesis chapter 1 is powers, it's plural. It's meaning powers, more than one. Then when you get to Genesis chapter 2, you notice when it talks about the heaven and the earth being created, now that's the first time you begin to see Lord God. And because Yehovah is now going to let us know who is the one who's behind the power, who's over the powers. The hands are making these, putting these things together, but who controls the hands? Your hand cannot do nothing of its own. The mind controls the hand. So when you see Lord God as Yehovah, who is the mind, who is the creator over the hands, that's doing the work. The hands are just putting it together, but it's the mind that tells the hands what to do, not the hand tell the mind. And that's why you see Lord God and not God Lord. You don't see the opposite. You see Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God. Because Yehovah is over the powers, he's over his hands. Just like you're over your hands. Your hands ain't over you. The hands don't do nothing of itself. You tell your hand to open, you tell your hand to close. You tell your hand to make things, you tell your hand not to make things. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. You will begin to learn that all truth can be proven through creation, because creation is Yehovah's works. All creation is Yehovah's works, which means man didn't design it, man didn't make it. It's all the creator's mind, it's all his divine will, it's all utmost truth, because it had nothing to do with man. So anytime you want to establish your truth, all you got to do is look at his works. And his works is beyond a book. His works is him, all him, without man. So that means utmost truth without any deviation or any discrepancies or any falsehood. It's all him. You understand? That's why I give the analogy of your mind and your hands. We use our hands to make things. We call them hands. But the hands can do nothing by itself without the mind. Without the mind, the hands are useless. The hands can do nothing without the mind. Just like Yahweh's hands, who are called the Elohim, could do nothing without him. That's why his name goes before them. It says, you see, Lord God, which means Yahweh over the powers. Which he's telling us that I am over them. I'm over the powers now. I am the creator. You understand? And we'll go over that as we continue to go over this class. Right now, I'm just laying down the brickwork. I'm laying down these cornerstones because it's very important at your beginning stage of growth. It's like breast milk to a baby, what I'm doing now. It's giving you your nourishment that's going to help build up your bones, help build up your mind, help build up your understanding, help build up the wisdom, help build up the bina, the understanding in you, help build up the knowledge that you need to have as true servants of the Most High, so that you're not lost in religion. You understand? That's why I read that Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 15, where it talks about Yahweh's shepherds. He will appoint his shepherds to care for his people by his own mind, with wisdom and knowledge of him. And that's important. Feed the mind of the people Yahweh's wisdom and knowledge. And that's what this class is about. So now that we went over that, is everybody clear or not? Anybody have questions about that, what I just said? Does anyone have any questions about what I just said in this class? Put an 8 in the room if you are clear on what I just said, of the distinction between God, Lord, and Lord God. Place an 8 in the room if you are clear on what I just said.